Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Where Are They Now? And we are thrilled to have on the phone with us today Pastor Pat Handelson and Debbie Handelson. Pastor Pat is, of course, the former pastor of the First Presbyterian Church of Hastings, and he is going to be in town again very, very soon to preach to us about how great the Presbyterian Church is and to celebrate their 170th anniversary. So, first of all, so glad that you both could join us on the phone today. How are you?
Well, we're doing well, and we're happy to be talking with you.
Oh, well, thank you for calling in today. So, Pastor Pat, let's go back a bunch of years ago. When was your time in Hastings?
1990 to 2003.
And what brought you to Hastings initially?
Well, I was the associate pastor at the Presbyterian Church in South St. Paul, and I was ready to become the only pastor at another church. And Hastings Church was without a pastor, so I applied, and they thought I might be able to do a good job.
Well, I'm sure it was a wonderful move. And Debbie, that's where you come in. How did you feel about Hastings? Was it welcoming to you all those years ago?
It was very welcoming. We started the first Sunday in January at Hastings, and we got married then on the 20th of February. He preached on the 18th. We got married on the 20th, rushed back to Minnesota so he could preach the next Sunday.
I don't think I knew that story. Wow.
It was quite a time. Moving 1,000 miles away from anything I knew, being the pastor's wife and stepmother of two little boys.
Well, you know, that must have been really special, though. You had a lot of starts then, a lot of beginnings in Hastings. And I can just tell you that your reputation and your memory really carries on for a lot of people in this town. So it's going to be wonderful for people to hear you preach again coming up this Sunday. I know the First Presbyterian Church is having a big celebration on Sunday, November 2nd, and you, Pastor Pat, are going to be preaching at worship, which I think begins at 10:30. It's open to the public, and we, of course, will carry it live on KDWA. And then also there's going to be a gathering afterwards, a luncheon, and so that'll be nice. And again, the public is invited to that. Let's go back, though, and talk about your time in Hastings. You were both starting a new life, a new chapter in your life. And Pastor Pat, how long into that did you decide that, you know what, I think I can reach more people if I do something over the radio?
Well, it was a couple of years before we started that. And actually, it was kind of an exchange, because I was doing the play-by-play for the radio of the girls and boys soccer team from the high school. And so that was fun for me to do. And then the KDWA folks said, we talked about compensation. I said, I don't want compensation, but I would like it if we could do the service on the air. And they thought it was a good idea. And I know that there were many Sundays when I'm sure there were more people listening on the radio than were actually in attendance at worship.
Well, I think it was very novel of you to think of that. And you were kind of a pioneer, because now KDWA carries quite a few different worship services. And I think it's just great that you started that all those years ago. So how did Dan know that you knew how to call soccer games?
I told him. He had somebody for the football teams, but soccer was becoming a more popular sport, and he didn't have the radio. And said, "Well," and I was a regular caller into the news sections.
Yes, he was.
So we knew each other fairly well at that time, and I said, "You know, I'd be happy to do that," and he thought that would be a good exchange.
Well, and certainly it's a great way for you to continue to build community, which I know the First Presbyterian Church has done for many, many years. So what was Hastings like back in the day?
Well, it was a little bit smaller town. The middle school was pretty much a block away from the church. And it was a great place. We loved the school system, and we had wonderful neighbors. It was about 15,000 at that time. I think it's a little more than that now.
But I remember one Sunday when Mike Oskopf came running in through the middle of the service because something had gone wrong with the radio feed. And so Mike runs through while Pat's preaching and starts fiddling with equipment and got it to work. But we thought it was just funny to see him come running down the aisle.
Well, Mike Oskopf never did anything quietly, so he was he still is a big presence of a man, so I could see how that would definitely turn your attention somewhere else if you were trying to preach on a Sunday. You know, we were talking with the current pastor at First Presbyterian, Pastor Steve Robertson, about the beautiful space itself, and I know you both know this firsthand, but let's talk about how wonderful the acoustics are in the upstairs of your worship space. And maybe you can tell us a little bit about some of the secrets that you know about the church itself, the building.
Well, it is a fabulous building. And I'll let Debbie talk more about the acoustics since she was the organist and the choir director. But I will say this, we had a couple of high school girls who loved to sing in the stairwell. And they came to the choir, and then they would just stick around afterwards, and in the stairwell they would sing, and it had such a wonderful sound. There are also little hidden passages to get from the sanctuary to the nursery and from the sanctuary to the bell tower. So it was kind of fun.
Yeah, my husband one time thought it would be wonderful to climb up in the bell tower and then hop down onto the roof to see if there had been hail damage from a storm. But fortunately, he realized that he was not going to be able to hop back up if he did that. So he didn't hop down, but I kept saying, well, you know, the fire department was just a block away. If you screamed loud enough, they might have come with a ladder truck and come off the roof.
That's a pretty tall roof, though. I don't know if their ladder truck would even reach.
So then he just had to stay there. You're right, the acoustics there, wonderful. We started out with a choir of about six people, and we were very fortunate that the acoustics were good, that it made us sound much bigger and better than what we actually were.
And what is it, Debbie? What do you attribute that to? Because our kids, when they were younger, had piano recitals there, and it just really is such a gorgeous space for music. Not as much for the spoken word, I don't think, but certainly for music.
I think that maybe, you know, there was very little carpet in there. It was just on the aisle. And so with so much wood and no real being, you know, the shape of the ceiling and everything just kind of made everything reverberate back and forth.
And we had a nice organ and a beautiful piano.
Yes. Yeah.
And after we left there, I bought a piano just like that one because it was such a good piano.
Oh, I love that. Well, how long were you here, Pastor Pat, till 2003,
13 years.
Okay, and then where did you go after that?
We went to a church near Louisville, Kentucky, and then went to Cookeville, Tennessee, and retired here near Charlottesville, Virginia. Debbie's originally from Tennessee, so she can talk about how much she loved winters in Minnesota.
Oh, boy. So is that what brought you back to the Tennessee area? You just kind of longed to get back home?
No, not really. I mean, actually, when he started talking about moving to Tennessee, I was going, I don't think so. But then when we read the church information form, it was like, oh, that sounds like a good fit for us.
And there's a small university in Cookeville, and we had a wonderful time there. We were there for 10 years, and we got to know a lot of the students, especially students who were from different countries. So it was a lot of fun for us to be there. But then I got Parkinson's disease, and it was time to slow down career-wise.
We still keep in touch with some of the foreign students. We have a kid from Peru, well, actually two from Peru. One of them now lives in Germany. We have a kid in South Korea. We have a kid in Italy. So it's nice to be able to have all of these connections around the world.
Let's go back a little bit more. When you were in Hastings, give people some of the names of folks that you remember, some of the pillars of the church back in the day.
It was a church where everybody had to pitch in because it wasn't a very big church. So
when Pat first went there, there was about 30 people in worship. And by the time he left, there were about 110 people in worship. So when there was 30 people in worship, everybody had to do something.
Our goal was everybody pitches in and then invites and attracts others. We got involved in the Front Porch Festival and Rivertown Days, and we've helped form a housing association to build some habitat houses. And that was a little bit controversial, but we pushed ahead and we got some habitat houses built in Hastings.
And why would that be controversial?
Well, there were folks who were opposed to housing that they considered low-income housing.
Not in my neighborhood.
Oh, well, it's wonderful. I mean, you were faith in action, and I think that is what God calls us to do. So thank you for doing that. Did both of your kids graduate from Hastings High School?
No, my youngest son actually took advantage of a program from Minnesota that he could take his senior year in high school and his freshman year in college at the same time. So he went directly from 11th grade in Hastings to the University of Minnesota and then transferred to New York. My oldest son did graduate from Hastings and then went to the University of Minnesota.
So I bet for your kids, they sort of feel like this is their home.
They have their moments.
Like all kids.
My youngest son, Zach, now lives in Sacramento, California. And Isaac is in Minneapolis. He's a librarian in Hennepin County. So they both got very good educations, and they're doing work that they like to do, and they're paying their bills, which every parent loves to hear.
For sure. So coming up on Sunday, November 2nd, the Presbyterian Church is having a great celebration. Who wants to talk about that, please?
Well, I got a call that it was going to be the 170th anniversary, and I was not aware of that. It reminds me that the church has been there a long time,
mm-hmm.
because that's before Minnesota became a state. In 1856, the church was started, and in 1858, Minnesota became a state. So we wanted to be here to celebrate and to see the folks that are left there. Of course, after being gone for 22 years, a lot of folks have passed on to a heavenly life. And some folks have moved to different communities. Churches are dynamic and they keep changing.
I was very proud that they sent us an email saying that the session had voted unanimously for Pat to be the preacher for Sunday. I think that speaks well of my wonderful husband.
Well, I think it certainly does as well. So, Pastor Pat, have you finished your words of wisdom, your sermon?
I finished it for now. We're actually going to be driving. We leave tomorrow morning. Debbie has a new car. We're going to take a road trip.
Love it. So you're going to tweak it in the car?
I may do that a little bit. Debbie may get tired of hearing it.
Well, we look forward to hearing your sermon again. It's going to be the celebration's November 2nd at the First Presbyterian Church in Hastings. Worship is at 10:30 a.m. We have an opportunity to come as the public and share in this celebration. And there's going to be a luncheon afterwards, which will be so nice. And all are invited, and it will be also carried live on KDWA. You mentioned the history of this church and the fact that it has been around for 170 years. That's pretty spectacular. And I think the church itself is so beautiful. And just imagine all those years ago, the way that they constructed it, that it's so sturdy. It's what survived lightning strikes and fires and all sorts of things.
And it is interesting because they wanted to build a basement, but it was so rocky that they couldn't build a basement. And that's why the sanctuary is on the second floor.
Oh, okay.
So the fellowship hall, they planned to have a basement with a fellowship hall, and they couldn't dig that deep, so they had to build stairways up and put it on the second floor. And we finally got an elevator while we were there. And here's kind of a funny story. There were some older folks who couldn't climb the stairs, and so they listened to us over the loudspeaker downstairs. And when we got the elevator, they were a little upset because they had to leave their coffee table and go up and sit with the rest of the folks in the sanctuary.
Oh, that is a funny story.
I've got one more funny OSCOP story, too.
Oh, boy.
Every time you say everyone is welcome, one morning, kind of got up, the radio was on, he was in the shower, I'm still lying in bed, and I hear Mike OSCOP say, well, let's see what's going on at the Presbyterian Church. Oh, the Hendersons are having their open house this Saturday from 2 to 5. Everybody's welcome. And I'm going, not everybody in Hastings. I'm not ready for that.
Oh, boy, that must have been fun to hear that on the radio.
I woke up a lot more at that point.
Well, we certainly can't wait for this celebration. It's going to be wonderful, and it'll be so great for you, too, to be back in Hastings. When was the last time you were here?
January.
We had one of the pillars of the church died, and I was asked to preside at the memorial service. So we were here for a funeral in January.
Debbie, you're going to like the weather better, I hope.
I hope so.
I hope so, too. Well, we look forward to seeing you both. And again, thank you for your many years of service to the city of Hastings and the congregation of the First Presbyterian Church in Hastings. And we look forward to this celebration on November 2nd, celebrating the 170th year of the beautiful Presbyterian Church. 10:30 worship, and it can be heard on KDWA Live. And it also, the public is invited to the worship service, and there's a luncheon afterwards in the first floor of the church. Thank you both, Pastor Pat Handelson and Debbie Handelson, for your time. And you are listening to another edition of Where Are They Now on AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA in Hastings.